is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Visiting with The Sisterhood, The Secret History of Women at the CIA by Liza Mundy. Continuing, it is June 25th, 1993. Heidi August, our heroine for having fought the Soviets, having fought the Abu Nidal, is on her way for another stationing. She's moving around within the agency. She's on her way to work that morning on the road, the access road that comes into the CIA. She sees up ahead a man get out of a brown Datsun, is my note here, and open fire. Two agency officers are killed. Many are wounded. He gets back in the car and flees. Now, this is June of 93. Months later, there's an attempt to bring down one of the World Trade Center towers with an enormous explosion that's eventually treated as a law enforcement matter. What we're seeing here is how hard it is to put together events and say, this is Al-Qaeda. This is an attack on the United States. They're going to attack us. Liza's book tells the story of how the women of the Counterterrorism Center put all these pieces together and warned and warned and warned through the balance of the 90s. We begin, however, with the romance. Liza, what was Alex Station? What did it represent to the agency and even to the parts of that had been called the CTC, Alex Station?
Alex Station was part of the Counterterrorism Center. It was created, and this matters, it was created during a time when the CIA was losing resources, the peace dividends. So the Soviet Union, you know, has been vanquished. Congress wants to take money away from the CIA. People aren't even sure if the CIA has an important mission anymore. And so rather than create an actual physical station overseas, the director, John Deutsch, comes up with this odd idea that nobody understands called a virtual station. And it's a collection of people working in headquarters, but their job is to track and try to understand Osama bin Laden's role as a financier of terror. And along the way, they become quite versed in the various personalities of Al-Qaeda leaders and the communications between what look like disparate terrorists. And it's a coming together. It's an odd coming together of operations, the clandestine service, the spies, and analysts. And normally the twain do not meet at the CIA. Normally the analysts don't really have that much communication with the spies, don't have access to their sources. So in this basement with the yucky carpet and the bad air, there's this really novel coming together of analysts and operatives, and some analysts now get to run operations. It's manhunting. Like, they're trying to pick off these terrorists one by one and foil them, work with other countries to foil them. And the result is that some female analysts who don't have really spy training, they're trained as analysts, they start telling people in the field what to do. You know, there's a terrorist hold up somewhere. Here's how you can get to this person. Here's how you can maybe extract this person and bring them to this country, maybe to stand trial if they've committed attacks. And this is just all very new. It's manhunting individual by individual. You know, it's not unlike what the Israelis did after World War II to track down Nazis who were hiding overseas, say in South America. But it's not something that the CIA is used to doing. And in the 1990s, it is still not a prestigious job. You know, the CIA really doesn't know at this point what its mission is anymore after the Soviet Union collapsed. Some people think that it's a ruse, that the Soviet Union hasn't collapsed at all. And you can be sure that the senior people working on the Moscow desk, the Soviet desk, still want to keep their funding and their resources. So they don't even necessarily want, say, CIA Director George Tenet to hear too much about bin Laden and these terrorists, because funding will get diverted to terrorists. So there are a lot of money battles in the building as well as within Washington. And that matters, even though it's sort of in the weeds. It still really matters.
Barbara Sue's there. Cindy Storer is an important figure, but some new names here. Jennifer Matthews and Alfreda Bitkowski are new names that emerge into Alex Station, all built around Alec is the son of Mike Scheuer, who is the centerpiece of the pursuit of bin Laden. He's a nut, but he's our nut, I think, is a quote from the book. Eventually, Scheuer's personality is so abrasive, he'll be shoved aside. And the women who were loyal to him, the Alec women, will stay on, putting together pieces of bin Laden. And it's Cindy Storer, again, who's important here because of her skills at mapping. She can see patterns, and she recognizes, I love her revelation moments. She recognizes this is not a confederation. This is a worldwide organization who keep careful accounts. I think she says down to the office chairs, right? Everything is
exactly.
And she sees it, but she's not believed. You have a phrase in this, in your book, that comes from the agency. They don't have the power to push it out the door. They can gather information, but they can't get the operations to act on it.
Right. Can't get operations to act, and also can't get it published in publications that matter. And when I say published, I mean in a classified. Every day the president gets from the intelligence community the president's daily brief. And at that time it was produced by the CIA. And that's the real estate you want as an analyst. And so even before that World Trade Center attack in 1993, Cindy's team had written a piece about these fighters, about this network of fighters that would come to be known as Al-Qaeda, and they couldn't get the editors of the PDB to include it, and so that it would find its way to the president's desk. And so that's what I mean. You have to get buy-in in the building to convince them this is important, this is true, it's important, it should be an item in the PDB, the president should be briefed on it. And that's what they had such trouble getting. And just as you say, Mike Scheuer was a male analyst who was not that well regarded in the building. He was very prescient. I mean, he understood bin Laden's significance and his clout, the way that bin Laden was able to cajole other terrorist leaders to work with him, the fact that it was a bureaucracy. And he had this group of very loyal women, just as you say, who were gathering this information and who were also persuading other countries to provide them with incorporation documents, with legal filings, with intercepted conversations. And that's how they built this understanding and began to develop this field called targeting that had not existed at the CIA. It's a kind of an analysis that involves finding people and understanding who's in communication with whom, what their positions are. They knew that bin Laden was the head of Al-Qaeda, but they didn't know who his number two was. They knew that a terrorist named Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was important, but he was a freelancer, so he wasn't part of Al-Qaeda at that point. So they were trying to put together an org chart. Who are the important players? And so if two terrorists are communicating with each other, and they're also communicating with a noted bomb maker, and they're communicating often, then the women could tell that a plot was forming for an attack. And so, okay, you know, a plot is forming. So, but how do we foil it? How do we stop it before it happens? How do we target the people and then find them and then apprehend them? And so they're making this all up on the fly because there is no training yet for this kind of work. So again, in this obscure basement office, working for a kind of a weird guy whose hall file is not good in the building, they're developing a whole new skill set.
1998, the attacks on the East African embassies, Al-Qaeda, that gets attention, but still, what is to be done? It is now the summer of 2000, and again, the Alec Station, I believe Scheuer's gone by this time, Alec Station is putting out report after report about bin Laden and this outfit called Al-Qaeda, the base. Still, nothing is done about it. They listen very carefully, but nothing is done. So when we come back, the 9/11 attack. The book is The Sisterhood, The Secret History of Women at the CIA. Liza Mundy is the author. I'm John Patrick.